Thank you, sir. Go ahead and take it from here.
Thank you, David.
Absolutely. Hi, Cheyenne. Hello, Cheyenne.
Hello.
Hi, Cheyenne. Can you hear me?
Hi, Howard.
I'm doing fantastic.
I thought my phone, my phone's been being weird on Wi-Fi and it keeps reconnecting me.
Oh, I got you. Hey, no worries. I know how that goes. It's kind of crazy, this Wi-Fi signals, right? But no worries. So I see you speaking with Sarah. I mean, did she do a good job of letting you know the reason for the call today?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah, she's really good at what she does, right? Outlining the basics and kind of letting you know what we do for you. So my name is David, and I'm going to go ahead and get your listing pulled up. We work out of zip codes, okay? So I have your business out of 97391. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. So we got Rex Cleaning Services. Now, Ms. Cheyenne, you're brand new in business, what I hear from Tara, for Rex Cleaning. Have you had any customers yet?
I did have a customer, but I was still in the middle of getting my stuff taken care of, and she owned a vineyard up in Portland but had a house down here, and stuff with their internet and whatnot ended up getting disconnected, and she found somebody else, so I did have one, but a lot of them are mainly, like, keep popping up, like, towards Eugene and whatnot, so.
A little bit further out than you'd like to travel?
Yeah.
Gotcha. So, I mean, what are you looking at as far as ratings? How far are you willing to travel for a new customer?
I have probably, like, about 50, 60 miles.
Okay, that's a good radius, 50, 60 mile, and okay, so we go. Now, put your name in a little box right now. Show me where you're listed. I did find a Angie's List for you. I mean, is that something you just signed up for?
Yeah, I did sign up for that to try and get some clientele, but a lot of them, like I was saying, is like a little bit like further over towards Eugene and whatnot.
Oh, that's where you need to come from.
Yeah.
So here's what I can do for you. I mean, I don't know if you can do a search right now, right? But if you did a search near you, you just did like home cleaning near me, right? You're going to find some businesses at the very top of the page. Now, these businesses are running what's called Google Verified, okay? Now, the reason why I'm going to recommend this Google Verified program is because you're really looking at establishing a clientele base and kind of getting a solid foundation for you, right? Now,
right.
Google Verified is the gold standard when it comes down to the small to medium-sized businesses. The reason why the lead system works completely different than an Angie, Thumbtack, HomeAdvisor, Yelp, right? Now, keep in mind, Google, it is the ecosystem, right, that feeds the entire Internet. So with that being said, what we'll do is take you out of all the libraries and put you right on the front page, not just in the local maps, but at the very top of the page. Now, once you become a Google Verified company, Google's going to partner with your business, and they'll send you pre-qualified exclusively, which means that lead only comes to you, and the customer calls you directly. So basically, once the customer's paired with your business, what they hear is you're now being routed to your Google Verified contractor, and then Rex Cleaning will get the phone call. Now, if in fact you are able to speak with the client, they are in your service area, and here's the kicker, you successfully get an appointment with them, at that point, it would be a qualified lead. So you never just charge for the phone call. You're not just charged for a phone number. You can even reject these leads. If it's something you're not doing, the job may be too small, they're needing it at a time that you're not available, right? And if you reject that lead, it never hits your budget. But if, in fact, you say, this is a great job, I wouldn't mind paying $36 for this lead, at that point, your budget is charged, right? Now, for the house cleaning vertical, it does come in at $36, okay? So basically, I mean, right now, have you been able to get like any liability for the business yet? I mean, I know you're brand new, right? So.
No, I've just been doing like honestly, just like side, because it's literally my side company. I'm going to, I do in-home caregiving, and I do my side cleaning company, but I also am going back to school for my RN.
Oh, great, great, very ambitious.
So I'm kind of. Super busy.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Also still
so then
trying to make money on the side.
Okay. Then what we need to do for you now with Rex Clean Cyan is we need to do something like a flat rate that's going to basically not charge you per lead, not charge you per call or per job. What it's going to be is one
right.
flat rate. That'll put you at the top. It'll give you that 50-mile radius from home base. I'll even activate you for Alexa and Siri. We'll get you first-page placement on Apple Maps as well as Bing and Google. Okay. Let me see. Do you have a Facebook business profile, or are you willing to open one for business?
I don't have a Facebook business profile yet, but I was actually looking into one yesterday. I just re-updated because I didn't have any social media. I was trying to just, like, get my stuff done, like, as a mom and just, like, concentrate, but I am a single mom now, so it's time to really just put the nose to the grindstone and really just show these kids how to work this life.
Get it done. Yeah, for sure. I hear you. I got 3 boys, too, right? So, I mean, that's definitely part of our goals. I mean, and if your goal is going to be, like, scaling the business over time, this plan's going to work great for you. Now, normally, and don't get frightened, right? But here's the, I'm going to give you an idea. So, normally, this rate sits at $599, right? It'll bill once a month for all of it. It'll give you the website, everything. What I'm going to do for you is I'm going to give you the new business rate as well as the competitor rate. I'm going to save you all the way down to $249, okay? And that's going to give you everything. Now, the reason why I was asking about the Facebook social media is because what I'm going to do with that one is throw some retargeted ads in there. So we're going to do about 250 ads. You'll get put out all month long, and we're going to not only market towards your peak service hours, but I'm also going to use retargeted ads. So if anybody goes in and say, hey, we're looking for some spring cleaning here at our properties or, you know, whatever, they're looking for suggestions from their friends, as they begin to scroll, your flyer is going to show organically on the timeline because they're in your service area, and they're looking for some of the keywords of the services you provide, right? So that's kind of how those retargeted ads work. They're really good for new customer acquisition. So we'll be able to bring you leads from social media. We'll be programming you into Google. So basically, your Google My Business profile is going to go live. I mean, I always recommend any new business, the first thing they want to do is get on Google, right? I mean, you want to let the world know you're open for business. And that's how you let
right.
the world know. Basically, just getting yourself on Google, getting your name out there. Now, when we begin the programming, first thing we do is get you verified, right? So we'll set up your hours of operation. Your service radiuses, we'll have you take a small video of like some of your cleaning supplies, you know, the address of where your business is, and it can be residential. You don't have to have an office. It can even be from an apartment, a regular home, you know, it doesn't matter. What we'll do for you is we're going to mask the address of the business so nobody can see it. What they will see is the big map. It'll have a highlighted area. Inside that highlighted area is going to be your service area. Your red team will show in the middle, but it won't actually show a physical address. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So, like, right now, I see your contact information at 151 Northwest 9th Street, Toledo, Oregon, 97391. Is that a residential? Then I can look it up. But, okay. So, yeah, like, right there, what we want to do is we'll match that way so clients don't see where you live, right? I mean, yeah, I'm sure you don't want the world. We want the world to know you're open for business, but we don't want the world to know where you specifically there. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely don't want that.
For sure. Right, especially when everybody's in.
Yeah, I literally am that person to where I honestly, like, I get sometimes overwhelmed with the world, and I'm like, all right, get rid of all this Facebook and everything.
Put it all
social
away.
Media. Time to reconnect with the earth.
For the past 6 months, I haven't even touched social media because I'm the same way. I'll get overstimulated, and I'm like, you know what? I don't even want to see any of this. Just let me do my thing. You know what I mean? And I just...
Yeah, you're like just... I mean,
dig into
I
my
need
work.
To be free. Leave me alone.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So, hey, that answers this. I mean, do you like the way that works? I mean, how are you doing with that?
I'm actually doing pretty good with it. I don't really necessarily like how much, like, because there has been, like, I have, like, taken on, like, a couple of jobs through there, and there's been people, like, to where I would show up, and they're just, that specific person is not there, so I've done that, like, twice, and I've tried to, the one time get the, one person, and they ended up picking somebody else, and, so, I mean, I haven't been open very long.
Yeah, I guess.
But
I mean, you have had some success.
But they charged me. Yeah, they charged me for the lead.
For sure. Yeah, I know they will charge that lead. I mean, at least you've had some success. I mean, would you say you made your money back?
So far, no.
Not yet.
Not yet, no. Because I got cleaning supplies. Like, I can't use bleach. I'm allergic to bleach. Like, I can use it in, like, washing machines, like, in the washing machine, like, with wipes and whatnot. But I can't, like, use it, like, throughout houses. I use vinegar. And those pretty much vinegar covers windows and absolutely everything, mold. Like, it's almost like a unbeatable cleaner, really.
Really? I didn't know that. That's
yeah, if you want your window. Yeah, so, like, if you actually take, like, just the tiniest drop of Dawn dish soap, too, and you, like, massage it into where it's, like, not dripping a lot of the soap coming out of a rag, you can go and wipe down all of your windows with that and then take a regular paper towel or whatever and go over it, and it'll be clean just like a regular glass that you just washed.
Nice. Yeah, I'm going to definitely try that. So I have three boys. I have a 6, a 9, and an 18-year-old. So I'm going to be like,
oh,
my 18-year-old, hey, son, come here. I got some new
Yeah, so cleaning magic is normally vinegar, baking soda, and water. Or Dawn dish soap.
Nice. Okay. So I took that down to my new pad. Yeah, that'll work. So, okay. What's a good email address for you, Ms. Cheyenne? I want to send you these numbers over
to it will be my first. It's Cheyenne. So it's Cheyenne. And then Leonard with no spaces, LEONARD, 21@gmail.com.
All right, so yeah, I'm putting this one together for you. So, I mean, Ms. Cheyenne, do you have any questions right now, like the program, how your leads come in, how you build, anything like that?
Not at the moment.
Okay. So, I mean, I'm sending you the proposal, right? But, I mean, if you are ready to get started today, the first thing we'd be working on is, like, your hours of operation, right? The hours that you want.
Okay, so I normally work – come on, Bubby. I normally work from, because I do got to get, like, kids to school and stuff like that, so my hours of operation would probably be from about 8:30 to about, like, 4, 5, because I start my college class about 4, some days 6.
Gotcha. So then you want to list it at 4 or 5. And so basically this is the time that you're able to receive phone calls. So think of it like when you Google a restaurant, right? And say it's 9:30, the restaurant closes at 10. It'll say
open
now, closes in 30 minutes, right? So once it's 10 o'clock, they kind of fall off and they're not receiving phone calls at that time. Clients really wouldn't be calling because the showing is closed, right? So basically these are the hours that you'd be willing to take those phone calls.
Receive phone calls. Oh, yeah, from like 6 a.m. to, 5, because I guess I could tell somebody to call me back if I'm in the middle of class or something.
Not only that, remember, when you sign up with us, you're going to have a unique call tracking system. It's really cool. What it's going to do for you is not only track your leads, so say you're in class and you miss a call, you're going to have an in-phone directory, right? So basically when the client calls you, they're here, thank you for contacting Rex Cleaning. If you're a new customer, press 1. If you're an existing customer, press 2.
Hold on just one second.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to call my dog.
It's okay. What kind of dog do you have?
I have an Aussie Doodle.
Nice.
He's a standard, those are good dogs. Those are really good dogs. We have a neighbor that, just ended up, he walks his, golden retrievers every morning, and, coyotes just got him. He said if it wasn't for his golden retrievers, he would have been toast.
for sure. Have you ever seen Old Yeller?
Yeah. That's literally the show that popped up in my mind when I found out that the old man got attacked. I was like, holy cow.
Yeah, good thing you had Old Yeller with you. Yeah, no, I grew up with the Golden Retrievers, so when I had my boys, I got him one team. He grew up with my oldest son, right? So he's a little bit older now, but, man, he's just healthy, beautiful. And then I got a French Bulldog, too, right? But that was a whole other story.
I've honestly always heard that the French Bulldogs are actually, just like you said, horror stories. Like, they have health issues really bad, I guess.
Yeah, and it's not so much that I mean, mine hasn't had really any health issues. She's just so rambunctious. But I will say the intelligence was surprising because my Golden Retriever is very smart, right? I mean, he can understand my English words. And surprisingly, the French Bulldog, like, caught up really quick as far as, like, intellectually, right? So,
that was yeah. Cool. That is really cool.
Anyways, I don't want to take too much of your time here. But, okay, so I have you Monday through Friday. We're doing 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then when it comes down to the weekends, are you open for business on the weekends? You want to take calls at the same hours?
So, except for Sunday due to church.
Yeah, makes sense. That's the Father's Day. Okay, so Saturday we're doing the same, 6 a.m. to 5 p.m.?
Yeah.
Okay. Now when it comes down to that radius, you are going to have up to 50 miles. Is that going to be in any direction?
Yeah. Any direction from Newport.
Okay. Okay, now the address that we're going to be getting verified on Google for the business, is that the 151 Northwest 9th Street?
Yeah. Grace.
Now, I did send you the email, so you already have that one in your inbox. You want to pull it up, feel free.
Okay. Give me 2 seconds. Okay. No, Grace.
Yeah.
Where is that email?
So basically, you're going to be locked in. At that G49, you're never going to have to worry about that going up for you. You're always going to stay on that rate.
Okay.
Now, for the website, we will be, we're going to buy the domain, so it's going to be a .com, you know, like www.rexcleaning.com. Do you have pictures, like, of your work, things like that you'd be able to submit over that we could use to promote your business? Or do you want us to use, like, stuff?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, great.
Go, buddy, go. Give me a minute.
Okay, so the website's up within the first 7 to 14 days, as well as your social media. So we'll be onboarding you after we finish up today. Let me see here. For the social media, what you're looking at, let's see here. I know you said right now you're not on Facebook, but you are going to be able to just go open up a business page. And it's real simple, right? I mean, if you want to do just for the business page by itself, you can use a new email, like, you know, Rex Cleaning as you know, whatever, right? Open it. All you got to do is just put the name on it. Just put Rex Cleaning. You're going to promote it to the manager, and we're going to go in there and build it all for you, right? With the marketing that we're doing every day, I mean, we're going to definitely fill that thing up for you. So no worries there. The biggest thing, I just want you to make sure that you have one open, right? Because, I mean, if you have somebody else open it for you, it comes down to, like, ownership, like, we open it, you know. It's just better if you open it yourself. It's always for your business, right? So even if you decide to leave them, everything stays yours.
Okay.
All right. All right. So the next thing we'll do is going to be a voice verification. Okay. Now with this one, I walk you through the program. It takes about 2 minutes, depending on how many questions you have. But basically, I'm just going to explain you the program. Make sure you have a firm understanding before we even ask for any type of billing info. Sound fair?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and get started. Now, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement of Local Splash. It's an added form of protection fee. Now, to ensure the accuracy of the order, please state the name of your business.
Rex Cleaning.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Cheyenne Leonard. I am the owner.
Okay. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, so you're not authorized to use only billing in your account, correct?
Say that one more time.
I was just asking if you're an authorized user on the billing of this account.
Oh, yes.
Okay, cool. Now, science, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, so calls will come from our 877-635-6225. Please save this number at Local Splash in your contacts. What I'm going to do for you right now is I'm going to text it out to you. You're going to see text messages
okay.
going, right? Try it. You can receive text messages to that phone, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So the 877 number that I'm sending, that's 24/7 customer service. There's never a time of day that you can't get a hold of somebody. But off on the side, you're going to see EXT. That's for the extension that'll bring you right into my office, okay? So if you ever need anything, feel free to call me directly. That way you don't got to go through the mapping coordinators again. You just use that extension. Now, I'm in office Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. your time, okay?
Perfect. Okay, I just got this message.
Great. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. What I'll do is provide you a security question on the account. That way you know the call's always coming from us and not another company, okay? Now,
okay.
You have three options here. Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
The city I was born in.
Okay.
Which
and
is Reno.
Reno?
Reno, Nevada.
Yeah. Now, in hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, now as a part of the verification process, this is where we're getting your business verified for your Google My Business profile. It is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. Now, this may include like an LLC license, business card, Google verified application, or any other items recommended for Google Business Profile verification. We do kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within the time frame may result in delays of your account. Do you agree to submit these items
okay.
within 7 days?
Yes. Okay, so I was branched off of my ex-husband's license, so I probably have to go get that business license.
You know, let's see. Okay. And, I mean, in some cases, we'll need it. In some cases, we won't. Like I said, what we're going to do is we'll send you out a video link, right? So that way you'd be able to do the video verification as far as the business goes. Whenever, like, say you come to the point where you want to upgrade and say you want to do, like, paper leads or whatever, at that point we'd ask for, like, insurance or, like, an LLC, things like that for extended verification.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So, like, pretty much when you have to – like hire somebody, you're going to have workers' comp and so on, which is like
under
the insurance and whatnot.
Yeah, well, really, for you to operate in the area, you don't need to have insurance. I mean, you could even hire, you know, other employees. The only thing is with, like, the Google Verified program itself, they'll ask for the businesses in that network to have the insurances. It's part of, like, the incentives for the customers to, like, shop in that area with their business, with, like, the Google Verified businesses. Each one will be insured. You know what I mean? And that's kind of like part of the verified service for the clients. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like for what we're doing right now, you're going to be on that first page. You're going to be in the local map section. So whenever you do a search, your page is always broken into three different sections. The very top where it says sponsored, those are your pay-per-leads. And when you click on them, you'll see a blue badge that says verified. Right? And then in the local maps, those are your top local recommended companies. Now, there's certain restrictions to be able to be listed on there, one of them being you have to actually operate inside of that local area, right? So that's why we work with
right.
the zip codes. And that's basically where you're eligible for right now, and we're going to be able to get you on that front page.
Heck yeah.
Yes. Seriously, I know. So that, I mean, it's, like I said, I mean, it's always the first thing that I recommend for customers to open up when they get into business. But, okay. So we're almost done here now. The payment for your initial tournament account setup, it would be charged today on February 25th, 2026, in the non-refundable amount of $249. That's a 3-month verbal
agreement. And that's monthly?
It is monthly. That's right. Now, your monthly payments would automatically renew on the 25th day of each month in the amount of $249. It's the monthly reoccurring payment. Okay, now you made
So I have one question. So, like, say I don't, sorry, I got a cold. my nose just gets like, just got super clogged.
So
super
cold all across
really
the
quick.
Country. Yeah, right now I had this sneeze. I like needed. I was like, hopefully she's like, I was like, hawking up a lung.
Gotta love being sick.
Dang
it, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, shoot. I hate it when that happens.
Went up on a tangent. That was my fault.
Oh, man. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. So if I don't make back what I have to put out each month, like for the billing of that, like how would I work that out? Like say I'm not getting enough clientele to cover that specific bill. Like the membership bill each month.
So with our program, we are very performance-based, right? Now, I know, Dan, you're probably locked into some kind of a contract or something like that. Here, we don't have any contract, okay? So we're not locking you in. You don't have to pay anything. I mean, if you feel like for any reason you're not 100% satisfied with what we got going on, I mean, you're more than welcome to unsubscribe from the service, right? That's not a problem. Now, basically, you just call in the 877 number. But at $249, in all honesty, I mean, how many jobs would we have to close down for you just to pay this thing off? I mean, what are you typically charging? You know what I mean? So if we can close 1-2 jobs, I'm sure it'll pay it off, and everything after that's going to be profit, right? Now, keep in mind, all these plans, they are designed to pay themselves. And this plan, I mean, it's advertised on the website, and I'll send you on the website right now so you can see it. It's at $599, and we have over 10,000 clients on this specific plan, right, without a contract. But it's because it does make money. I mean, the first page of Google is very profitable. The biggest thing on is getting the programming in, right? So I'll tell you right off the gate, in the short term, in the first 14 days, which is going to be your short term, we're going to be generating leads from things like social media. We're going to have your website up. We'll have Alexa and Siri running within the first 5 to 7 days, as well as Apple Maps and Bing, right? In the meantime, while you're getting, you know, all of those services up and running for you, we're going to be getting your Google Business Profile verified. Once that one's verified, then we begin our initial programming, right? It can take about 2 weeks, you know what I mean, for Google to get the video. It comes back, and then you get verified, and we put your Google Business Profile up, right? It'll have the website there, basically everything you need. And then we start our programming. By day 45 of being with us, you're going to be anchored on that front page, right, in every area you want to be listed. And that's when the main benefit starts to roll in, because now you're getting a lot of those phone calls from the Google search results, right? So now that's piling on top of your Siri, Alexa, Apple, Bing, Yelp, and your social medias, right? So basically, we're hitting every avenue we can, and we're letting the ecosystem of Google do its thing when customers are searching. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Absolutely.
All right. So, just text you out. Your pricing page there. Okay. Now, here's the deal. So, you can discontinue your agreement at any time, right? You just call that 877 number and let us know. Now, what you got to do is give us at least 3 business days before the next billing is due, and you'll never be charged again. Okay? So, basically, the 25th, so as long as you give us a call by the 22nd of each month and you let us know, that's not a problem. Okay? Now, I do want to make you aware, we do have a small early termination fee, okay? It's only for 90 days. Now, as far as it goes, it's not even a big amount. It's $395. After you make your second payment, it's $195. And if at your 90th day, you no longer have any type of early termination fee. Is that fair?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So I have Cheyenne Leonard at 151 Northwest 9th Street, Toledo, Oregon, 97391. I'm going to go ahead and pull up our calendar real quick so we can see what time we are available for onboarding. Now, what's going to work best for you? Let me see if I have anything. Today's the 25th. I do have some for today.
Do you possibly have one for tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, for sure. For tomorrow, I have.
Because I have...
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. I just have class and stuff today, so today's kind of a... you caught me at a good time.
So what classes are you taking right now, like A&P or...
I am doing... So I have to take... I have to finish the last part of my GD, and then I have... you have to do, like, your prereqs with everything.
For sure.
And to get into the RN program.
Yep.
So pretty much the basics before I 100% am put into the RN program.
The program, yeah. Hey, well, stick with it, right? Keep that ambition going. I do it for the babies.
Oh, I am. I have to. They're watching me.
Yeah, definitely, man. That's how I feel, too, with my voice. So I did, I don't want to go off into a tangent. We're having a great conversation, right? I got to keep in mind.
Right.
All right, so I have you tomorrow for Thursday. I have the morning available for you. I got 9 a.m. all the way till 12 p.m., like in noontime. So I got 9, 9:30, 10, 10:30, 11, 11:30, 12.
So 9:30 would probably work good for me.
This one's going to go directly to your calendar, okay? So I'm going to send it over to cheyennelater21@gmail.com.
Perfect.
Okay. Now I'm going to have you, and then I'll have myself and our onboarding team. So sometimes it's Nikki or Spencer or Ivan, but I'll introduce you to them. I'm going to call you first, and then kind of all three of us will be on the line. And then once you guys are ready, I'll meet you guys to it.
Okay. So if I lose you at any point in time, it's probably because my phone died. And I might have to plug her in.
All right. Well, we're already finishing up here. I've seen one of them. So hopefully phone doesn't leave me. Now I'm just got sent over. All right, so last thing we'd be doing now is just processing that payment. Do you have, is it a Master, Visa, Discover, or Amex?
Visa.
Okay, and I'm ready when you are.
Give me just a second.
Sure.
I gotta go grab my car.
Yeah, no worries.
All right, so it is going to be my name on the card.
That's right.
Yep. And then 4985-0321-4378-3177.
Right, and
then 11/27.
Okay, November 27 and see. All right, last thing will be that CVV number, three-digit number on the back of the card.
352.
352. Okay, let me update that one for you. Now, as soon as this one processes, you're going to get three automatic messages come through. One of them will say initial invoice. That's one, if you can open that one for me, so that way you can give us permission to send you text messages and phone calls.
Okay, give me 2 seconds.
Okay.
Is it coming through as like a... Okay, invitation.
I'm going to take a shower, Mom. Yeah, okay? Mom? Yeah. I made it my own short
description.
Yeah, I own my watch.
I clicked, yes.
Look, I clicked it.
On the back.
Then. Okay.
I can't hear you. Hold on. I don't know what's going on. Are you still?
Yeah, I'm still here. You just, I'm just waiting for you. So you just let me know whenever you're ready for me to process your payment.
Oh, it said that it already processed. On my end.
The payment?
Yeah.
Where's that champagne?
For.
Where is it?
It says for $249. Oh, hold on. That's what happened. All right. Go ahead. Whenever you're ready, it should go through.
Right. So give it a run here. Okay. So what happens here is sometimes the banks will say like, or they'll send you like a code that asking you to approve it. So it looks like that what may have happened.
Yeah, it says, well, it did that again, but hold on. I see what I did.
There's not in the bathroom.
Can you please give me just a minute, sweetheart? It's in that cupboard right there. The one with the towels. Sorry, I sent it to the wrong spot in my account. I don't know why I did that.
No worries. It's probably, hey, we get distracted with our little ones. Your little ones got so fresh. Do you have a daughter? I have boys. All three of mine are boys.
Girls are very, very, they're so sassy.
I'll tell you about it. I'll tell you my wife is the only one in our house, but yeah, she's pretty sassy. Too. She wanted a girl. I told her sorry. It's not my fault.
All I ever say is if you ever do get a chance, adopt a little girl. They are absolutely, they're amazing. They, hands down, I'm glad I had my girl before I had my boy. Like, I love both of them very, very much, but a girl makes the woman's life special.
Yeah, that's where I feel.
She has that female, female version to just have fun with and just be like girly with, and it's cool.
Yeah, my wife has to pick up my niece all the time, and I'm like, I'm sorry, babe. It's not my fault. I'm like, three's enough. There's a lot of kids.
Yeah. Some of us are just meant to be those extraordinary aunts, you know?
There you go.
Making their niece just have a magical life.
Yeah, no, seriously. But she brings her over to watch
pouring into each other's cups.
Yeah,
that's
for sure.
Awesome.
End up going through yet?
What was that?
Did that end up going through yet?
Oh, I hadn't run it yet. I was just waiting for you to tell me.
Okay.
You ready now?
It says it's in there. It's ready whenever. Yeah.
Okay. Let me go ahead.
All right. Now it says that it for sure just went through.
Yep, it for sure just went through. So congratulations. Super excited. That's awesome that you're on the network now. So we have you onboarding now. What you're going to get is a few messages. One of them is going to have
login. Do I send you guys my logo that I already built?
Yeah, so you're going to submit us your logos, and that's another thing I was going to tell you. If you're needing, like, digital business cards, if you're wanting any, you know, a new logo, if you're wanting some new marketing materials, we got you covered at no extra charge.
Okay, so I built my own badass logo.
Saw it. Is that the one that Rex, when he's holding
Yeah,
dude, super cool. I love that one. I like his goggles and his little bucket there. He's ready to go to work.
Right?
So,
my son helped me build that.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And I was like, cool. This is going to catch every mother's eye, like, because their kid's going to drive them crazy and be like, Mom, look at this one, look at this one.
Yeah, seriously, man, that is such a good one right there. How old is your boy?
He is 8. He's a dinosaur / motorcycle fiend. Like, I swear the kid was meant to do motocross or something.
I was going to say, so he's a boy's boy.
Absolutely. Through and through. Yeah. You want to go have a mud fight? He's the kid to do it with.
Yes, he's down to go slide in the mud. That's what I was talking about. So I run a youth sports organization, too. I even come out on a TV show, right? It's called Friday Night Tykes. It's about youth football program, right? It was on Netflix. I mean, it was nationally televised. It was super cool, and I've been doing it now for 18 years. So, I mean.
That is really cool.
Kind of growing them up has just kind of been my thing. So I'm super excited for you, Miss Cheyenne.
I'm glad
I was able to get
you
a great ring. Yeah, so I do have everything taken care of. Oh, yeah, let's pull up that.
Stuff from Angie's list?
Do you just go on what? I'm sorry, you kind of broke up.
It's my Wi-Fi. Hold on. It keeps doing its crap again. Hold on.
Yeah, when you start walking around, my sister, she can't sit still on the phone, so she's always walking around. And her phone automatically connects to Wi-Fi, so she breaks off when she walks to certain areas.
That's exactly what happens to me because I'm a very fit person, so I'm constantly moving.
Nice. Same here.
So do I just go and, like, unsubscribe and, like, stuff like that from Angie's list?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, how long have you been with them, and did they sign you into a contract? You know, what happens with a lot of my Angie's list customers when they come over, they're looking for a way to kind of, like, how do you say it? Sub whatever money they're not making up there, they want another way to make it up, right? So I do everything I can for them to bring them in. A lot of times I hear that they're stuck like on a contract. And they got to pay like 30% to get out of something like that. So that may be something you want to look into, right? But I will tell you, Miss Cheyenne, Google's the only service that you're going to need, right? So I mean,
okay, perfect.
You got to work.
Yeah, I'm going to get rid of
that one then. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, right? But at the end of the day, we're going to make sure that we're making the money we need. I got you back.
Right.
We're going to do
that. All right. I appreciate that a lot.
Okay. Now, real quick, what we got here is you got three messages, right? One of them's your initial invoice. The other one's your logins. So with the logins
on
your phone, whether it's Apple or Android, you're just going to download the app, and that's going to be your login information. Your username is your phone number, and it'll give you a password there. Make sure it got sent out. Yeah.
I agree.
And here are your credentials for your client dashboard.
All right. Confirmed. And then username. All right. Submitting. Oh, man, it didn't like it.
Man, the logo on the website is going to look really good. If you want them to put it, like, big, you know what I mean, kind of. Not only that, it was a Google business profile. So I'll make sure that we get it. Let me pull that over.
Well, let me pick my... toggle visibility. It's not accepting any of my passwords that I want to use.
Oh, so it's going to give you the initial password in that login information. So it'll tell you...
Oh, that's what's going on. Okay.
Yeah, your username is the phone number and password is the social with, like, nothing's... everything's lowercase and there's no spaces. So it's just T-H-E-S-O-C-I-A-L. And, I mean, you can update your password if you like. That'll be the initial.
Okay. Perfect. I see. I was like, it's not letting me log in.
Now, that dashboard's going to be really cool for you because what it's going to do is, with that call tracking, it's going to mask your actual, your personal phone number from all your new customers. They're going to have your unique tracking, right? Now, when it calls you, it's going to transmit all the information to your dashboard. So you're going to be able to play back the calls and listen to them. It's going to give you an update at the end of the week for all you need leads. You'll have access to your website there. If you'd like to edit it, you can. Okay. Keep in mind, we're always going to be a whitelist service, right? So if you need anything changed, feel free to give us a call. Hey, I want this updated. We're going to take care of it for you. Hey, I need digital business cards. We'll get them done for you. Okay? If you have any promotions you're going to run throughout the month, say, you know, we have like Valentine's Day just passed. You want to do a Valentine's Day special, cleaning special, whatever. You let us know the details. We'll put together the flyers for you, and then we're going to start marketing for you on Facebook, right? So all those little details, we got it all covered.
Perfect.
Excuse me. All right. So it looks like we're all ready to go, Ms. Cheyenne, unless you have any questions for me. Other than that, we can...
Clicking through this stuff and setting it up.
Yeah, it looks like you're all set up and ready to go. I thought you were going to say you just finished cooking, and I was like, oh, it's about lunchtime. What you got on the pot?
It is almost that time.
I feel prepped.
Make something.
Shake your breast with some brown rice. There you go.
That does sound bomb.
Yeah,
all right, so I got all this stuff up, setting up over here.
Great. Yeah, you're ready to go. So I'm going to finish working on it here, and then we can dismiss for now, and then we'll reconvene tomorrow for your onboard. Remember, we're going to give you a call tomorrow to get you all on board. Okay?
Perfect. I appreciate you. I hope you have a good day.
You too, Ms. Cheyenne. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All righty. Bye.
Bye.